The Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shay of the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, and our guest for tonight, Burl Ives. It takes a good orchestra with skillful men at the instrument to plumb the depths of your emotions. Spike Jones and the City Slickers pick up their plumbing instruments to give you row, row, row.
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jones bidding you welcome to the Spotlight Review. Tonight we have as our guests 5,000 employees of the Electromotive Division of the General Motors Corporation, makers of diesel engine locomotives. The new diesel engine is really a sweet job. One of the engineers told me it reminds me of his girl. Give her a little oil and she purrs like a kitten. We turn now to... Lindley, please don't interrupt me. Can't you see I'm busy?
I know. But, Mr. Jones, a terrible thing has happened. I was at a poker party tonight, and I not only lost all my money, but I lost something very important.
You lost something very important? Well, what do you want me to do?
Better hop in a cab. You belong to an old maid in Peoria.
Wish I could get him to play poker with Hedy Lamarr. Or better still, with the young lady I'm about to introduce, the Park Avenue hillbilly, Dorothy Shay.
Hello, everybody. Spike, that was a very nice compliment you just paid me. Did you mean it?
Well, gosh, yes, Dorothy. I'm even thinking of opening a nightclub and asking you to be my partner.
Partners in a nightclub? Hey, that sounds interesting.
Sure, we could even call it the Shay Jones Shay.
Spike, do you think the customers would be able to pronounce Shay Jones Shay?
They would after they'd been in there a while. Dorothy, it's a great idea.
But, Spike, this nightclub business could flatten our bank accounts.
I investigated that. Last night, I went over to buy Ciro's. For 2 hours, the owner and I scribbled figures on the tablecloth. And I figured out that if you and I put all our capital together, we could just about afford it.
To buy Ciro's?
No, the tablecloth.
Oh.
But, Dorothy, I've got a way to get around that, too. How about a floating nightclub?
Oh, you mean on a boat? But where are you going to get a boat that's big enough?
Government surplus. We could buy a used aircraft carrier from the Smiling Admiral. We can anchor it, anchor it on the lake. The nightclub will be below decks, and we can use the flight deck for a parking lot.
Well, wait a minute, Spike. How are people going to drive over the water to get there?
Dorothy, don't worry. This is Chicago. They'll find a way. Now, look, if we open this club, what are you going to sing for your first number, huh?
Well, I'd like to try a brand new one. It's called Making Love Mountain Style. Mountain heart grows happy, 'cause when Pappy's Pappy was a little child, amongst the mountain population, he built up his reputation, making love mountain style. Making love, loving's great, it sure got hate and beat a mile. Grandpap sure was loving hearted, thanks to him the family started, making love mountain style. Got kinfolk by the dozen, brothers, sisters, aunts, and cousins. They would reach the main to Texas single file. They go hunting, they go fishing, but they've only one ambition, making love mountain style. Like my folks and their relations, yes, my favorite occupations, making love mountain style.